Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dana Kunze, and he's the chairman of the Hitchcock House Board. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning.
Dana, you have a program coming up this Sunday. I know in the past you've tried to do some special programs at Hitchcock House out there in the park, and this is going to be one of them this Sunday. So tell us the topic and how that's going to go.
Sure. This summer we're trying to feature topics that would relate directly to the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. And our topic this Sunday is going to be presentation of a number of slave narratives. And they are going to be read by local volunteers and just kind of excerpts from things that were collected as a part of documentation that happened in the 20s and the 30s.
20s and 30s?
Yes.
1920? Are you talking?
Yes, that's right.
Whoa.
Fisk University out of Nashville started the project back in 1929. And they worked on it for a couple of years. And then it was urged that the WPA get involved. And then when the WPA got involved, that's the Works Progress Administration, they kind of directed it to the Federal Writers Program. And then teams of people would go out and interview folks that had started their lives in slavery. Of course, by the time they recorded them in the 20s and 30s, a lot of those folks were in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So they were being asked to recollect what it was like in plantation days. But most of the things that we will be presenting will be people that lived in slavery at least the first 10 years of their life.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dana, that makes it so much more graspable, I guess, real, because when you think of the Civil War 150 years ago, you go, okay, that's really history. Now, I'm sure if you're 10, 1920 sounds like ancient history, too. But for a lot of us, 1920, 1930, that's not so very long ago, and you're talking to people who lived in slavery. I just think that makes it so much more that we can grasp what went on.
Well, that's true. And a lot of those folks were in the colored troops and continued to march as GAR members for another 10 years or so.
So it should be very interesting to hear those really personal accounts from people.
Really a rare chance to hear a first-hand account of that. You can get lots of interpretations from historians, and I guess I would even say that there's some interpretation among just the collections, because the Fisk University started the project, and their interviews tended to be a lot more critical of their slave holders or their owners. And then the WPA project seems to present it in a lot more mild terms, not quite all the focus on the cruelties and the abuse. But the Fisk University interviews are much more graphic.
Hmm.
We'll have some of both.
Okay. Well, and I'm thinking that there had to be kind of both sides or some of each. It wasn't just, I mean, like people now, we all behave in different ways. And so the slave owners, I'm thinking, were people who behaved in different ways.
Well, that's true. And, you know, a lot of these narratives will claim that their masters were good to them. And then later on mention whippings, often saying that they were painful but deserved.
Huh.
You know, others take a more relative view, like, oh, my master was right good to us. That is, he wasn't as mean as some of them.
All your perspective, huh, and where you're at.
A bit of perspective,
So sounds very interesting. About how long is the program?
Program is going to be right at an hour,
okay.
And it's going to be a short intermission. We're going to also be sharing a collection of chairs that were made by a freed black man in Missouri, and they have a interesting connection to Cass County.
Okay.
That we'll present at the break time.
Okay.
And people get a chance to look at those. And
okay. Will Hitchcock House be open?
Hitchcock House will be open for its regular hours, 1 through 5 o'clock. The last tour leaves at 4:15. But during the hour that the presentation is going on, we're going to close the house so that our volunteers can be a part of carrying the presentation as well.
Mm-hmm. How many volunteers do you have that are act as guide? I guess, yeah, to narrow it down, I know you have a lot of volunteers who do many different things, but how many are actually the trained guides that, that study to do that guide?
Well, I know in the past we've had as many as 25, but it comes down to a little tighter core of people that are comfortable actually giving the tour, or maybe at one point they were comfortable giving the tour, but now they have a harder time going up and down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So that number has changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for people that would be interested in becoming volunteers. Margaret McGill is a wonderful head of our guides, and she just does an excellent job of getting them prepared to present the house, and we even have a guides book.
Okay.
So you're not just out there winging it on your own. You actually have a little background.
And I'm sure that is an interesting thing to do as people come to visit. And they may have questions that you can't answer, but on the other hand, you start some conversations, and it has to be really a back and forth kind of thing. I'm sure the guides find it very interesting to do that.
There are interesting people coming through all the time as well. You know, it just is fascinating, the people that see that national landmark sign and go, wait a minute, you don't see many of those. And they pull off and stop and see us, and, you know, people from all over the United States, and occasionally from foreign countries. And it's just an interesting place to get to spend an afternoon because you never know what's going to come down the driveway.
Mm-hmm. But saying, you know, people coming from all over the world, I'm thinking we have some listeners who've never been to Hitchcock House, and now's the time to go.
This would be a great weekend to experience it, or yet this summer, just kind of like what we're doing, honoring the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. There's a lot of great Civil War history in Cass County, and certainly is portrayed that way on the Cass County Freedom Rock that can also be seen at Lewis. So a very proud heritage that we can relate.
There's so much history there. And it's open every Sunday, 1 to 5, is that right, for the summer? Is that correct?
It's open every Sunday, but it's actually open every Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 5.
Oh, okay.
We're closed on Mondays.
Okay, well, that's a lot of hours. So
that is. That's a lot of volunteer hours.
Yes, yes. But lots of times you can go. So, and if you have company, be sure to go. I took my sister and her friends, and they were just amazed. You know,
we just had a wonderful tour out there on Friday that I got to lead, and it had people from South Carolina in it and people from just right here locally that they were bringing family and friends through.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an outstanding tour. It's just great questions, and we love it when we get good questions.
And what's the fee?
The fee is $5 for anyone who is of high school age and up. Anyone under high school is free.
Okay. So inexpensive. I mean, what a great way to see something really interesting and very much a part of our total American life that I think, again, we don't really realize till we come to visit. So there'll be some other programs coming up this summer, and we'll talk about those in the future. But right now, Dana, I want you to remind us of what's happening this Sunday.
This Sunday, we're presenting slave narratives that were collected in the 1920s and 30s from people who started their lives as slaves. Local volunteers will be reading those narratives, and we'll have a small display of some chairs that were made by a freed black man from Missouri.
Okay, and that's all at Hitchcock House. Be sure to bring your blanket or your chair. And you might want some mosquito repellent. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, we hope to be in the barn if it's not too hot. So bring a comfortable chair, and the program starts at 2 in the afternoon. So.
All right. Thank you. We want to thank you very much, Dana Kunze, for reminding us about that and doing an invitation to us to come to the Hitchcock House Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And here's something that Abraham Lincoln said. I like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives. I like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him.